WRTI's upcoming broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra features Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, insights from the work have come from the composer's correspondence with a secretive patron.
Tchaikovsky never met the Countess von Meck in person, but she sent him regular financial support, and he wrote thoughts about his music to her.
Nowadays we have about, use of programs and an extra musical meeting. All of this comes from this really interesting correspondence, which has been translated into English.
Jeffrey Kahlberg, Associate Dean for Arts and Letters and Professor of Music History at the University of Pennsylvania, says the letters shed light on Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony.
Well, this is a symphony that we know he composed with an extra musical program, ideas that didn't have to do just with the notes themselves. And he wrote about this in one of his letters to the Countess von Meck.
Tchaikovsky, says Kahlberg, was exploring the idea of fate.
It plays out, I think, in the way that the very first music that we hear at the beginning of the first movement, that motto recurs in all four movements. And when it finally comes back in the fourth movement, it's changed from something that seems quite somber to something that seems quite triumphant, brighter, happier, more transcendent. It moves from E minor to E major.
This Sunday on WRTI, the Philadelphia Orchestra performs Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony in a program that also features music by Wagner and Christopher Rouse.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.